With 91 Seconds on Film, I'm Ben Knuckles. 91 Seconds on Film is brought to you by Sneak Reviews Video, specializing in foreign, classic, and independent film. It was hard to believe the specter of global warming had become politicized even before the release of An Inconvenient Truth. I'm not naive. I know oil companies and other polluters are major campaign contributors, but shouldn't the ability of the Earth to sustain life be something that cuts across party lines? Don't Republicans want the planet to be able to support future Republicans? Nevertheless, there are some who believe that global warming is a hoax perpetrated by the left, and who would continue to believe so even if confronted by the stark scientific evidence outlined so lucidly by Al Gore in An Inconvenient Truth. I don't know what the so-called skeptics think the left stands to gain. Sure, there are some who'd probably like to put ExxonMobil out to pasture, but, taking the long view, wouldn't conserving fossil fuels allow those who sell them to remain in business longer? Gore does a yeoman's job putting to rest the myths about global warming. With patience and humor, he explicates the points that are undisputed by scientists. It's real, it's getting worse, and human beings are responsible. And yet for some, the combination of the message and the messenger is so untrustworthy that it must be untrue. That's far more frightening than any gloom and doom scenario outlined by Gore, who remains optimistic that the trend can be reversed. I can only hope others without his baggage will begin speaking a truth that will never be convenient. The movie is an admirable start. With 91 Seconds on Film, I'm Ben Knuckles. 91 Seconds on Film is brought to you by Sneak Reviews Video, returning video to the art of film on 250 West just past U Heights. 91 Seconds on Film can be heard Thursdays and Saturdays at 2:20, Friday mornings at 9:20, and Friday afternoons at 5:20.